Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, remember, a lot of Cam Jordan's years was he was beating double teams and getting sacks. You know, if Curl steps up and keeps doing what he's doing, that might open some stuff up for Cam Jordan, too. Here we go.
Yeah, you mentioned Cam's age, and I'm not pushing him out the door by any stretch. He's one of my favorite players to watch. But as a head coach now that you're in this position and you're going through this, when a roster starts to get a little bit older, how do you figure out gauging, you know, a guy still, as you mentioned, Cam still has this much left in your mind, gauging between we have to try to maybe flip this and get younger in some aspects, but we still want to value what this guy brings because you have a lot of those type of players that still bring a lot to the table. How do you gauge that?
Yeah, look, I think it's a delicate balance, you know, because not only do these players – I'm talking about guys like Cam Jordan. I'm talking about guys like Tyrann Mathieu. I'm talking about guys like DeMario Davis. We're speaking specifically on the defensive side of the ball. Look, they can still play, and they can still play at a winnable level. And it's all those other intangibles that they can bring to your football team that don't necessarily always show up on the stat sheet, but they show up in terms of the culture and the way you go about doing things. And so, look, it's a delicate balance, and it's hard because, you know, these guys have been such great players for such a long time. That's the challenging part of this business. But as long as they can play and play at a level that allows us to be able to win, then I think they're valuable pieces to our team.
Yeah, hey.
I think I agree with a lot of what Dennis Allen said right there. The Saints, and that's what we've talked about over the last couple of years, is that the Saints team, the core of the team, are older players, which is why I always talk about the window. The window is something that they presented to us. They said, and I'm holding them to what they originally said because they like to slide from up under it, that originally it was a window that the Saints had to operate within, which was a three-year window, to take it full advantage of some of these older players, Tyrann Mathieu, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan. You got guys like that done on the other side of the ball. You had guys like Michael Thomas. You had guys like like Taysom Hill, stuff like that going on. So you have these older guys that are core members of your team that you need to take advantage of the window because they're not going to always be there. You know, you might not have another Tyrann Mathieu. You'll have a good player, but you might not have a Tyrann Mathieu in replacement or DeMario Davis. Who replaces DeMario Davis when he goes? I mean, prior to DeMario Davis, man, how instrumental and such an integral part of him, part of the team that he's been over the several years since they signed him to come here. Prior to him, the Saints had musical chairs at the linebacker position. We had all type of guys in there. They couldn't stay healthy. You know, you had guys that would play well and then they'll get hurt. You had some guys that just didn't look well. And prior to DeMario Davis getting in there, it just wasn't the same. So you're fortunate to get a DeMario Davis that still plays at a high level. He had 100 plus sacks this past year, I want to say, if I remember correctly about him. Let me see how many, tackles. How many tackles did DeMario Davis have last year, fam? It was like 100 and – hold on. It was 100. Wasn't it 100 plus? I'm going off my recollection here. How many tackles did he have last year? Let me see if I could pull up his stuff here. But I want to say – y'all help me out in chat here. Hold on. I'm trying to see if I can pull up his stuff here. Yeah, that he was – I mean, how often you get a guy that does that for you? Hold on here. Yeah, I'm pulling him up right now. No, he has 74 tackles. Okay. No, 121. There you go. 121 tackles this year. It says solo and yeah, they ain't combined. He's saying it's solo. No, total tackles, 121 total tackles this year. DeMario Davis had 121 tackles with 6.5 sacks, and the guy is 35 years old. He's who they're talking about. A lot of these guys are who they're talking about. Who replaces DeMario Davis on the Saints team when he goes? Or if it's some slippage involved, who replaces him? Is it Pete Werner? Pete had 93 tackles and a half a sack this year. And this is the first year Pete Werner played without getting hurt. So that's a tough question. Who replaces DeMario Davis when he goes? I don't even know if that guy's on the team. But in the end, that's what kind of dude you got. DeMario Davis, 121 total tackles on the year with 6.5 sacks. Phenomenal. So, I mean, that's the window we have to take advantage of. And unless we get it done this year, we pretty much wasting away these guys' opportunities, you know?
Hey, one last question before we let you go here, and this is important. I'm in New Orleans for the HBCU Legacy Bowl. The HBCU Combine was run at your facility, and the Saints have such a rich history with players, coaches, and supporting Black college athletics. Even last year, you guys adding Mark Evans, the offensive lineman out of Arkansas Pine Bluff. Just what about your organizational commitment to continue to find talent on and off the field to make you guys better year in and year out?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think it's really just a commitment to trying to find the best people and the best players that we can find, regardless of where they come from. And I think this, this Legacy Bowl, and we had the combine over here at the facility yesterday, where I think there was probably about, 50 kids that got an opportunity to get in front of the NFL scouts and go through some, positional drills or skill drills to get their name and get their face in front of some NFL evaluators and give them an opportunity to maybe have a chance to, either be drafted or signed as a free agent. Football players come in all shapes, sizes, and areas and backgrounds and all those kinds of things. And we're willing to look anywhere we can to find somebody that fits our culture, that fits our program, that can help us, be a successful organization, win some football games.
Hey, DA, man, we appreciate the support. We appreciate you taking the time with us, man. You're the best.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, and you taking out time when you're in the middle of draft prep and putting the staff together.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. He's most certainly not the best, but we do understand that the Saints, and credit to the Saints organization, do looking high and low to find talent all over the place, whether at the big schools or the smaller schools. That's something where the Saints have shined a great deal and have benefited for in many different ways. I mean, we've had guys from small schools that came here and made impact. A lot of our undrafted guys really love the Saints because they really get a serious opportunity to come here and have an opportunity to step into a starter role and earn them some paper. And we've seen that happen all over the times. We look at guys coming here, you'll see guys like Nephi Sewell, who stepped in and did some stuff positive in the special teams game. So many of them. Hugo Amadi was another dude that just undrafted guy that just Saints give an opportunity to. He had a lot of positive stuff going for him. Isaac Yidam, JT Gray, who was a Pro Bowler. The Saints, Rashid Shaheed is the ultimate one. You talk about guys like Deontay Harris-Hardy and, prior to Rashid Shaheed, who stepped up and did some stuff. Jawan Johnson, our starting tight end. you know, those type of guys having opportunities, man, to shine and over their counterparts. Remember, Juwan Johnson started off as a wide receiver at the back of the wide receiver room and then made a position switch, you know, a year or so later, and then turned into the tight end. He was third on the tight end depth chart when he switched from the last man in the wide receiver room to the last man in the tight end room, and then worked his way up to be the starting tight end over the garbage time Adam Trautman bum that we ultimately got rid of. So, I mean, yeah, Juwan Johnson, there's always some great spots for undrafted talent who are willing to put the work in. And like I said, Rashid Shaheed, Juwan Johnson, those are just two examples of very talented players that help us handle business in the city of New Orleans, man. So you got to give the Saints credit for that in terms of them doing the work to find these undrafted talented persons. So that is. So anyway, that's the end of that particular interview from Dennis Allen. And also, man, we're going to get ready to get out of here, man. So listen, shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate y'all being in the building. Yeah, that's right, G5. That's right, sir. Carl Granderson. That's another one. That's probably one of the Rashid Shaheed, but Carl Granderson's probably, I ain't going to say the biggest success story we have here, but Carl from, you know, came from, what was Carl Granderson? Wyoming. Carl Granderson from Wyoming. And then, you know, what makes Carl Granderson's story special is because Carl Granderson had that issue at college. He came out and Carl Granderson got arrested and went to jail. It was in jail, and then something happened with the judge. She did something inappropriate and from a legal standpoint and had Carl Granderson's case overturned. He was freed, and then the Saints kept Carl. They didn't cut Carl Granderson. They held on to Carl Granderson knowing that he would be proven, and he got out of jail and was freed and then came in, been a model citizen, worked out for the Saints and worked his way up into a big fat contract. He the starter of the team, making what, $50+ million a year, $50 million contract for Carl Granderson. He got his paper. So, I mean, listen, fam, Carl Granderson, a huge success story. Y'all remember that, man? The dude was, you know, he got some trouble in college, got accused of something happened, got put in jail. And the Saints could have cut Carl Granderson. They hung in there with him. He was proven, innocent. He came out, worked his way on up to the big money, got the $58 million contract or whatever it was, 30 or whatever the contract was. I forgot what it is. But, man, that was a hell of a story for Carl Granderson, man. From prison to the NFL. How about that? From jail to the NFL. Big success story, Carl Granderson, man. All right, so anyway, fam, listen, I'm going to get ready to get out on that. Listen, I appreciate you guys stopping by, man, tonight, man. Much love to the Who Dat Nation, man. The Saints, listen, they got a lot of stuff left going on, man, as we get ready to finish up this season, man, this offseason. We're getting off into the offseason here. We got a lot of stuff left, a lot of draft stuff coming up as the Saints getting ready for it. They got to fill in the staff, find people for Clint Kubiak's offense. You know, find offensive linemen, find wide receivers, find some if they're going to add the backup quarterback, because Jameis Winston might. Yeah, he says he wants to be here, but we'll see how it all plays, man. Very interesting. Jack says, can we just get guys that aren't in can we just get guys that are NFL ready in the first two rounds? Undrafted the free agent, happy to come here because we waste the high. That exactly. That's one way to look at it. That's true, Jack. That's true. Usually if you're undrafted guys, that's another way to look at the same thing, right? And if your undrafted guys are shining, it's probably because your drafted guys aren't. That's true. That's how you look at it, man. If the undrafted guys are shining because the drafted guys aren't shining, this is true. The drafted guys, Juwan Johnson beat out the drafted guy, Adam Trautman. He beat Trautman out. You know, you had some undrafted guys that's beating a drafted guy. That is 100% accurate, man. We had Nephi Sewell. He beat out Zach Bowen for the linebacker position, made Zach Bowen a sub-packaged pass rusher, which is what he's supposed to be. They knew that. When Sean Payton drafted him, they knew that. So yeah, we got a free agency coming up. Sexual battery. He made it through that, man. Girl Granderson, man. That was big. But anyway, yeah, a lot of stuff coming up, man. We're gonna stay on it, man. But listen, I'm gonna get back at y'all, man. Listen, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and I'm gonna holler at you on the next one. Much love, and who that to you, family.
Yeah. Like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell, the crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Yeah. Like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.